take my baby away. Mean old Frisco.
Well, welcome to After Hours with me, Rick Cogan, an abbreviated show because of the Hawks game. That, of course, is Muddy Waters. I am now surrounded by a small section of the cast, crew, producers, directors, who knows, bodyguards, all involved in a series upcoming, a series called Conrad. You can learn more about it. Just go to conradseries.com. There are 800 of you people, are there not?
About that, yes.
They're all, some are sitting, some are standing. I'm grateful for you coming in because I found out about this in shopping over Christmas, and Elif Garris, the great producer of this show, works because they don't pay her anything here at Henry Bendel, and I go in there, and Elif's trying to help me buy some stuff for these nieces of mine, and then this other woman comes up and says, oh, hi, can I help you too? And I say, well, what else do you do? And she goes, oh, I'm in a new series. Christy Dell is here, and this is why everybody else is here. We're going to try to make this work to sort of explain what this series is, who these fine young and not so young actors are. One of the actors has been a private investigator in Chicago, PI as we call him, for 30 years, but is also an actor. Okay, whoever wants to talk, when you talk, you got to do me a favor and say, hi, this is so-and-so, so people know you, okay? You all have pretty distinctive voices. What is the seed of this potential hit television and or internet show called Conrad?
All right, so this is Ryan. I will take the reins on that one, I guess. So,
Ryan, you must have a last name.
Or is this all okay?
Okay.
So it started with me writing a 2.5-page script because I'm very used to, I guess, writing my own content and then just producing that. Whatever comes from it comes from it. I wanted to get a certain scene in my demo reel, and so I figured, well, let me just put a simple story to it, just so it looks better than just, you know, making a half-assed visual production. So I wrote a story to it, and I wanted to cast a couple actors. Supposed to be two people sitting in
a couple.
Yeah, that's four.
I only was going to have a couple drinks that night.
So I found Larry, who is doing a lot of helping us with a lot of our detective details. I think he connected me with Jennifer Karam, and I auditioned her just for the sake of helping me with my demo reel, just to create that.
Little did he know.
And so,
and Jennifer, you must have had ambitions beyond a 2.5-page script.
Yeah, like,
and a
like
demo reel.
Previous to this project, I had done another one where someone suggested I do more. So for this one, I wanted to write a story that I wanted to see who would question, you know, what happens before or after. That way I know that there would be interest. Well, she caught on to that. So she asked, I have some ideas. Would you be interested? I said, well, sure, why not? It's kind of the point of it, but I really didn't know what else to do. We collaborated for a while, and then she ended up taking the reins, and now we have from 1.5 pages to, 60-some pages that'll be.
And you are close to finishing the pilot, meaning the first episode of this series, yes?
We are.
This is Jennifer talking.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Karam. Yeah, this is something that grew exponentially, and at first I wasn't aware of where it would go, but it was pretty incredible how many people were interested in taking this somewhere beyond what it originally started as. Originally when I wrote the continuation of Ryan's script, I was so impressed with the story that he had me audition for that I thought to myself, there needs to be something more. I sat there in the audition, and I said, so what happens next? And he literally looked at me and was like, nothing.
He said, look, I need a demo reel. Do it and get out of here.
I don't even remember
Let's
that.
Go. I've only got this much money.
You know Ryan pretty well,
man. I don't at all.
You know, I saw a post on Facebook. I mean, you know, social media seems
Larry
to be.
Larry asked me if I was still looking, and I get a message from Jen. I'm like, oh, wow. And so here we are.
When was this? This was sometime in the middle of last year.
This was in March. Conrad actually was
Harold
originally.
Washington Library.
Yep, Harold Washington. And it was originally entitled Veronica.
Veronica.
That was
she
the working
hated
title.
The title. I didn't really care. But no, she The amount of ideas that came, it was quite insane, to be completely honest.
I actually, it's interesting because I didn't know I even had any ideas. I went home and I woke up in the middle of the night and literally, I think it was around 11:45 till about 6 a.m., wrote 35 pages, and then my husband comes out. He's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm writing. I'm busy." So writing what? I said, I don't know.
What so inspired you, and I want to get all of you in on this, what so inspired you about this 2.5 pages then? I mean, obviously it sparked in you
You originally told me that you were looking for a badass detective role. That's what you had told me at the time. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, who isn't looking for a badass detective role?
Well, you audition for these things, and, an agent calls, you have an audition, it either works or it doesn't work. And in my eyes, build it from the bottom. Make it your own. If you have a passion and you want to do something, do it.
So
why not?
You, Jennifer, yes. And Ryan, then, and you too, Larry, are you getting involved in this, in building this from the 2.5 pages?
Well, I built the two of them. I built it from scratch.
So how does it exponentially grow into a pilot with a cast of 36?
Two words, Jennifer's energy. And that kind of sprouted into meeting other people. Larry came on board as we cast him because he was in my past film at a school paper. Everyone else is we know through someone else.
Let me ask you.
Where they auditioned, they
you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just when you're talking, just get close to the mic. How did you all? Who are you? And how did you all get involved in this thing?
Well, my name is Randy Bernalis. I play Detective Chris Bowden, who works at the River Oaks Police Department. And originally, I auditioned for a different role, but the scene had two characters in it. And I was kind of drawn to the character of Chris because he has this tenacious attitude that kind of...
When you first auditioned, was there a complete script? Was there a 60, 70-page script involved? Or you were just you... bosses, co-creators.
I would say it was about a quarter of the way through when we started casting, to be completely honest.
I blame myself for putting the cart before the horse. I've never worked on a production before on outside of the acting side, so I really didn't know what I was doing. I just knew I had an end result I wanted to get to. And I asked Ryan, can we take some of these sides and see if there's anybody interested? And we put up some marketing on the internet and Facebook, and we had blasts of emails, people interested in auditioning, so we gave them sides, and people came in.
You two now, or you three down at the end, then I'll get you in, and then Larry will get you in. What was it appealed to you about this thing?
Hi, I'm Shannon Brown. I play Brad Gates, which is...
Who is Brad Gates?
He is the...
It's a crime thriller, this whole thing.
Yeah,
thing. I should
so
tell
when
you
ask that question, I don't know if I can tell you who he is.
Okay.
He has so many layers, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but he's a misunderstood guy. Who's kind of, no, he's not misunderstood. He's just bad. He's a bad guy.
Okay, he's a bad
guy. He's shady.
Guy.
He's shifty.
That's fine. That's
right.
Fine.
He's also
that's
a
fine.
Husband.
So I didn't know about this project, and I'd never met Jen before. And she actually reached out to me, and a friend of mine named Walt Sloan, who I'm very close with, I saw that he was attached to the project. So I called him to ask him about it. And he didn't know that much about it either, because as they were saying, they didn't have the full script done yet.
Yeah.
So I was a little apprehensive.
I swear to God, you guys, this is really like, hey, kids, let's get on a plane.
It is. a lot of times, that's where the best stuff comes from.
I like the organic nature of this.
Yeah, and this definitely falls into that category. So I met Jen, and within 5 minutes, her
enthusiasm.
Passion. Yeah, her energy for it. And then I met Ryan, and I was hooked. I was in no matter what.
Christy, what about you now?
Oh, hi. Yes.
You were bored with working at Henry Bendel, and you said, I want to be a movie star.
Hopefully I can. Here we go, Henry Bendel. I met Jen. She actually worked in my building and came into my store and asked me to like her on Facebook and her whole Conrad series promotion. I went for it and offered a merchandise on loan, and it kind of went from there. So
But you're acting in this thing too, are you?
I am a little bit, and it wasn't supposed to be
a good role.
What do you play? What do you play
in the very beginning? From what I know, and I don't know everything yet. I don't know the end. I don't know the whole story. Everything's a secret.
We are gonna, ladies and gentlemen, the next 45 minutes will make total sense of Conrad.
Everything's.
What about you, young man, who's a friend of Carl
Amari's?
But I'm
a reporter. That's about it.
Hi, Harold Dennis, actor. I've been doing this for 19 years. And Karen, Ryan, could someone please tell me how I got on this?
I don't quite remember.
I think it was either John Norton or Kelly Tidmore that recommended you for a role that we really need to fill. And I had never met you before, but the moment I did, I was hooked, dude.
Thank you, Harold.
What it really...
you play a battalion chief?
Yes, I'm kind of like a mystery man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You don't know who I am and who I'm supporting and not supporting, and which I like, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
This whole thing sounds like, you know, the show Oz. This sounds like, well, Oz people get out of jail. What about you, young man? Get close to that mic. Tell people who you are and who
My name is Trey Waldman. My role is Detective Matt Fisher. I have probably a bit of a different story than most of the other people here in this room as... I didn't really sign on until about mid-November. So the script was complete, if we want to call it complete,
because it's incomplete now.
Jen makes changes every day, it
That's
seems.
That's good, though. That's okay.
It's
192
fun.
Versions.
Yeah, so my role, Detective Fisher, we don't know much about in the pilot, but...
You're all mystery people.
Yes.
Which is not a bad... Actually, that's not a bad thing, and it is a pilot. Your characters aren't full-blown yet, for goodness sake. Now, Larry, get close to that mic. Larry's the working private investigator.
Yeah, my name is Larry Beale. I play Jack Dilgard, Chief Jack Dilgard.
Chief of what?
Whatever police department
chief.
Okay.
And the show is filmed. The film is shot in Chicago.
It's filmed in Chicago, correct.
And you've been in many, many, many other films. You're in the
films,
film
TV,
business.
Yeah, I've been in all the local TV shows and films.
What gives you confidence in Conrad?
Oh, I've known Ryan for a long time. I've been in a couple of movies he's done.
Ryan looks like he's 14. Well,
he does look like he's 14.
A long time meaning, what? A long time meaning, no.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I think it's great.
Not even 14.
Yeah.
So
a long time meaning what?
About 5 years.
Okay, 5 years.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
We've done a couple things together, a couple movies together.
And you respect him?
I respect him quite a bit. Actually, I played a drunk abusive ex-Marine in his movie he did, A School Paper, and I was a very good drunk abusive ex-Marine.
He did very well.
Yeah?
Is he a good cop?
Oh, very good cop.
All right. We got to take a break. I am with not even a small portion of the cast, crew, producers, directors, everybody involved in Conrad, which, given the sort of passions of these people in here, I can sense. I mean, there's something. Your passion is palpable about this thing. Go to conradseries.com. We'll tell you other places to go so you can help be a part of this. I suppose out there now there are about 80 people going, hey, man, I could be an actor in this thing, too. We'll be right back.
40 days, 40 nights, since my baby left this town.
Not only the voice of Muddy Waters, but the grand talents of an upcoming series. And I guess... all of you folks, Ryan and Jennifer and all you other fine actors, that the definition of series has totally changed in the last 5 or 6 years. I mean, you would always think television series. Now there's internet series. Now there's YouTube series. Now there's this. What are your ambitions for Conrad, which is sort of a crime thriller kind of thing?
Well, you know, the goal is to submit to networks. We want to go to festivals. We want to make this big. I mean, the theme is women empowerment. It's kind of taking your life and going for what you want and not letting anything stand in the way. If you believe in something, make it happen. So our ambitions are pretty much to get this out there and hopefully get picked up. And
now you have a nice, and people, you can go look at it at conradseries.com. There's a nice minute, 10-second, it's a short trailer, but it's cool. It's very noir. It's very Chicago, and it's cool. When will you have more available for people to see?
Hopefully soon here.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm. It took me about a week and a half to get the trailer together, but a lot of edit sessions for that one. But we want to showcase our theme through another version of either a trailer the same length or perhaps longer, but definitely soon here. So
good. We got to take a break. These people are going to be here all the way to 11 o'clock. We got to get some commercials, and we're going to get some news, and then we're going to talk to the producer, director, and 15 more members of the cast of Conrad. So stay tuned, if you will, please.
On a ship that made of paper, oh yeah, I was sailing the seven seas.
That's Muddy Waters, to my mind, the only person who is not a cast member of Conrad.
Yet.
Yes, he will. He did. Yes, this is a soundtrack to Conrad.
There we go.
Yet another actor has come in here, but we have on the phone. Jennifer, who do we have on the phone?
Our producer, Kelly Tidmore, and our director, John Wesley Norton.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
Hi. Great. How are you?
So, tell me about Conrad, why you're involved, and why you think this is the next big sensation. Either one.
I'm going to go first, John. Okay, this is Kelly.
Go ahead, take it, Kelly.
Yeah, go ahead, Kelly.
Right. Now, again, Walt Sloan keeps popping up. He's a pretty well-known Chicago actor.
Yep.
He had given Ryan and Jen my name because I've worked with him as well as Shannon Brown and Harold Dennis and a few other people on the project. And of course, again, Jen and her energy and the conviction, even though she said she had never done this before, I thought, you know, I've got to help them. So, then I think, you know, reading the script and the fact that I think our biggest challenge has been trying to fit everything into the pilot because there's so many layers and it's so edgy.
Well, it's a big cast, you know, too. It's a big cast.
Oh, it's a very large cast, but it's so twisted and suspenseful. And there's just so much to the story that, you know, you just want to put it out there because
Kelly
can get through that pilot.
Kelly, what's your background?
My background, I've done, you know, a lot of films. I've, you know, international and domestic distribution. And I do special effects makeup as well.
Well, that's a broad range.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great.
There's just so much. I don't want to take all this time.
Kelly is one of the top producers in Chicago. She's a little too modest. A lot of us wouldn't be here if it wasn't for...
Kelly, before I talk to John...
She's modest, Kelly. She's made everything happen.
Let me just ask you about the depth of the... and I know it pretty well, the astonishing depth of the talent pool here for not only actors, but others who are involved in the making of movies.
You know, all I can say, there's two words for this: fosters creativity. The cast that we have is such an amazing lineup, as well as the crew, and everybody has so much passion for how we've had to throw this together. Literally, I'm telling you, this has got to be going somewhere because we have been running, to meet deadlines and changing so many things, and to have the actors have so much passion to stick with it. With us on this journey is amazing, and I'm looking forward to the success of it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so am I now. John Norton, you're the director of this extravaganza. How do you keep all those balls in the air? And the trailer looks great. I got to tell you, there's a real distinctive look to that trailer, and I must credit you, I suppose, for that.
Well, I think you'd credit everyone. I mean, we've all worked hard on it, and I think that my chief role is probably just adult supervision on this production. Because someone has to do it, right? So because there is it's a high-energy project, for sure, and someone needs to contain the enthusiasm sometimes.
Sure, sure.
You know, and that's part of being a director, not only letting people be free, but also pulling people back to stay focused.
Yeah, good
so
point.
And that's okay. It's good because we've got so many young people on the on the production.
Well, is it sometimes, John, a matter of reining in the enthusiasm?
Yeah, sometimes, because enthusiasm just needs to be focused, I guess.
Right,
Pulling back enthusiasm is one thing, but it's mostly honing the enthusiasm.
Well
and
put.
Pointing it in the right direction.
Yeah, well put, yeah. Well put. What's your background?
I'm a filmmaker. I've been a filmmaker here in Chicago for 15 years, anyway. So I know about 90% of the people who were on the production. I did get involved with Kelly because Kelly and I have worked together on several projects, and mm-hmm. I've worked together with a lot of the cast before. So in that respect, it's like coming home.
Sure. Well, I wish you two nothing but success. I can't believe you didn't come in the studio today so we could break things here. So we could bust everything up. But I hope to meet you both, and I wish you great success with this thing. Thank you both.
Thank you both. Thank you for having us.
Oh, no, it's
thank
my you. Pleasure. This is a very intriguing thing, Conrad. How do you people, and I know you young actors are not making a lot of money, who's the man who just walked in? He looks like...
Edward Dennis. I'm one of the cast members. I play Michael Conrad.
Oh, Michael Conrad himself. What's it like for you to... What drew you to this role?
Well, I believe it was... I heard about it before I got the nod from Jennifer. And she just called me out of the blue. I was really surprised and said, well, you got to do this this trailer, not this trailer, but this
pilot.
Scene overnight. Yeah. And I had to go ahead and all night. I sped up all night right away, and I went to my studio. I put it together and sent it out there, and I said, nah, this is not good enough, not good enough. But she called me anyway, and I was really surprised and tickled.
Yeah. Well, my God, a self-effacing actor. This is a miracle of some sort. This is a miracle. You all seem to be a very, very family-like team here. Am I mistaking that? Is this all BS?
No, it's legitimate. I think you'll find that a lot in the Chicago market among filmmakers.
Well, I've seen it in theater. I have not seen it in Chicago film.
Yeah, we spend 12 hours a day on set together, and a lot of us, especially among the working actors in this town, it becomes kind of a fishbowl. So you run into each other quite a bit. I think I've seen Harold more than I've seen 90% of my family over the last 5 years.
Well, Harold's a nice looking fellow. Yeah, so,
he is. We got to keep him around. So and obviously you're going to build camaraderie when that happens. And then a project like this, you know, we've heard passion, intensity, and all this exuberance towards it. I think that's going to get everybody close as well. It's kind of like the strongest.
But also, you're all part of this very, I mean, there's ambition, too, is a driving force in this whole thing, too. You, in addition to the passion, I think you all seem to believe that this could really go somewhere. Yes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you asked us a couple of really great questions earlier, and you noticed a couple of us kind of biting our lips. There's definitely promising news on the horizon for this project. The producers just cannot talk about it right now.
No, but I understand.
We're all very excited as to where this is going, and with that, it allows us, you know, it gives us even more energy make sure we see this through and get it done. Because the work that Jen and Ryan and Kelly and John Wesley Norton, mainly those four, have put into making this. We have to bring it to the table. We have to come with energy or passion, or we don't belong here.
Well, I certainly know that there's no huge studio backing behind you. How is this funded? How are you doing this? I'm sure many of you actors are doing this in a great sense of pro bono. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a bet. I mean, you're actors. You make a bet in your career, right?
It's a great painting of the reality, to be completely honest. Combination of our GoFundMe. We did a prior Indiegogo. Sometimes it's money out of the pocket. But if it weren't for the passion, none of this would really be happening. I mean, people would be just dropping out, but they're not because they're all passionate about it. And so sometimes it's out-of-pocket expenses. Right now we have a GoFundMe, so GoFundMe.com Conrad series. It's where we are for that. And then we did a prior Indiegogo, but we're always looking to raise. We're selling T-shirts as well, a variety of different fundraising efforts to get this project done in the very best way possible. So,
and we don't want to forget the people who have kindly donated their services. We've had a plethora of people who have really invested their energy and time, giving us locations at no cost or at the cost of a credit in our show or a thanks or a shout out on Facebook. Bartoli's Pizza up on Addison, 1357 West Addison. Got to give them a shout out.
Sure.
We've had a plethora of people who have really helped us out, and we can't be more thankful. But we definitely need to keep striving because, it's not.
Aren't we offering credits for people if they want to?
Here, come talk in the mic.
Yeah, Harold.
People to listen. Harold.
Hi, Harold Dennis. Yeah, we're actually on the page to GoFundMe. We're offering people that want to donate dollars, 5, 10, 15, 20, credit, in the movie. You can be a part of this film. Isn't that a great opportunity to get your name in this great project, Conrad?
Not to mention, it was also published in a rival publication, that the Conrad T-shirt is the number one gift idea for Valentine's Day for men and women.
According to
if
who?
You do not, I can't. But if you don't buy this, your significant other. Yes, you obviously don't love the person you're with, and they should break up with you. So not to put any pressure on you.
He's Conrad's comedian, so.
Yeah, Shannon Brown, I'll be here all night, or at least until 11.
All right, we got to take a break, another break, and then I'm going to let each one of these people, in some kind of strange order here, have their say about what they think about Conrad and what they hope for Conrad. We'll be right back. We have talked tonight with 11 of the principals and actors from the series Conrad. You can learn more about it by going to conradseries.com. You can see what I think is a quite spectacular, if short, trailer. I am now giving each one of the 9 members of the cast, crew, and production team in here to have their say. Larry, let's start with you.
Okay, my name is Larry Bia.
What's it been like, and what are your hopes for this?
Well, being now we are the official show of After Hours, Conrad is the official Chicago show of After
yes,
Hours.
Yes, there is no other. Yes.
This is it. I have very high aspirations, and I got involved in this project at the very beginning. I knew both of the principals that started it. I have very high aspirations. The cast is outstanding. Everyone's very motivated. I've been absolutely astounded by how they've come up with space to film. They've come up with a heck of a good director and producer. And then the two principals, Ryan and Jennifer here, have been on top of it. Like I said, getting locations and so forth, things you don't see in a small budget project. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're knocking out of the park.
You're happy.
I am incredibly happy. I've been impressed. Very much.
Good. Young man.
Hi, Trey Waldman here. So I'm definitely one of the younger members of the cast, and this has been my first real opportunity to be a part of a decently large production. So,
yeah.
It's been an absolute blessing to I meet with and rehearse with Jen at least 10 hours a week, really. We're talking or rehearsing, so... it's a pleasure getting to know the scene and getting to know her as well through that process. And like you said earlier, it really is a family. I mean, Harold stopped by earlier this week to help us with rehearsal and toss new ideas at us. So, I'm just have been so happy to be here and learn alongside these, really talented actors.
Well put.
Hi, Randy Bernalis again. Play Detective Chris Bowden. If you watch the trailer, you'll notice really exceptional production value, especially the opening 5 seconds, what looks like to be a really violent crime scene. That was a really cold night to film, probably 12, 15 hours. And that just attests to the dedication of the cast and crew and how we're a big team and we're willing to just power through and complete our objectives.
Yeah, that's well put, too.
Shannon Brown again. I joined this cast because of the free food at Craft Service. It looked really good. and they kept feeding me, so I kept showing up. No,
he
this
ate
is
all the bacon.
More bacon, please. No, seriously, though, this is the reason why we do what we do. I've been doing this a while. I've been on pretty much every project you can imagine. But groups like this, cast, crew, production team, this is what keeps it fresh. This is why we do what we do. And I'm really glad they reached out to me, and I'm honored to be a part of this. Stay tuned. There will be more coming.
Yeah, that's one. Stay tuned being the operative phrase here. You, who started this whole thing.
I'm Christy Dell, and I'm also very new to the cast and very excited to be an associate producer and helping find locations and amazing things, you know, to come with this series. And, you know, I was able to be a part of what Randy was talking about, the gruesome scene and a long 12-hour shoot, and it was amazing. Everyone is great, and I play Lisa Lang. I'm a reporter. Hopefully there will be future scenes to be seen. But
working on it.
Working on it. And everyone here is just amazing, and I really believe in this. And I'm truly thankful to be a part of this and really glad to be here. And
that's very nice.
You know,
that's very nice.
Everything I can do to help to support this. And I want to thank all my friends and family who
I think
have
you
donated
all, you
or
all feel
have
this way.
Tuned
this is a
in
very
or
wonderfully artistic, communal, creative kind of thing.
We're all going to have a sleepover after this. Typical Sunday sleepover. We love each other.
Aww. Just truly amazing. But thank you so much, and everyone's amazing. So,
oh, my turn. I'm Edward Dennis Vogel, and I'm playing Michael Conrad. I was tickled to be in what to be cast in one of the latter, I guess, casting decisions. To be in this production, and I've been in quite a few other ones tonight.
Yeah.
I think this one here is something that I have much more dear to my heart and have a spirit for, especially after seeing Jennifer, how much, geez, all the enthusiasm and everything she has. She'll call you at the last minute, and you'll say, oh, geez, and you'll go down there. But then she's just so excited about everything that she does. I mean, it drives you crazy.
Oh, God.
So this is such a family atmosphere with this, you know, with this troop of people. And I'm just so proud and, you know, so humble to be, you know, be part of it. And
really
anything you can do to donate to this project would be really appreciated. They really need it, and they deserve it, too.
That's nice. Harold?
Hi, Harold Dennis. All right, I'm very excited and have a lot of enthusiasm about this project. Jennifer's enthusiasm carries a long way.
It's obviously infectious.
Yeah. Infectious and always enthusiastic. And, you know, I just get excited when I'm around her. So I want everyone listening to go to ConradSeries.com and become a part of this movie. I told you how. Just donate some money and get some credits, right? Get a credit on IMDb. That is so awesome. And so I've been also coaching. I worked with Trey and Jennifer a few days ago on a scene and had them crawling around the floor, barking like dogs and rolling around, rubbing each other's bellies, you know. Just kidding.
Which had nothing to do with the scene.
Get excited about Conrad, because everybody's a part. I mean, she's brought together so many people, her and Ryan. There's a lot of people in this project that's a part of this project, and I noticed that, and I noticed the sets. We're in Merchandise Mart. We're all over the place. People are just participating and helping us along the way. So just everyone, get excited. Go to ConradSeries.com. Come apart.
Jennifer, what is it like to hear all that praise?
You know, I'm actually sitting here with tears in my eyes, because you guys are absolutely a family to me, and I eat, sleep, and breathe this production. It is absolutely the highlight of my morning. It's the highlight of my afternoon. It's something that I never even fathomed, because, you know, the story, and I know that there's 192 versions of the script, but, you know, a lot of people know the story and that there's a really long history of it, but it's about a girl who basically is trying to figure out who she is without her father being around. And
sort of exploring the mystery behind her father's
The mystery of, you know, the death of her father, she's encountering many twists, and she's discovering who she is, who her family is, who the people in her life really are and what they mean. And, you know, there's a lot of trials and tribulations in which one would say, okay, I can't take it anymore, I'm done. But she's a fighter. And, you know, it equates to my personal story on a very emotional level, and it was never something that I even realized when I was writing, how parallel it is to my own life, just in a different form. And so to hear the passion that people have is really touching, because...
It's obviously very emotional for you. So Ryan Atkins, you sit down, you write a couple pages and a half...
I love you, Ryan.
And this happens. How do you feel?
No, just kidding. If it weren't for meeting Jennifer, her meeting Walt, which led us to Kelly, which led us to John Norton and the whole rest of the cast, I wouldn't be able to satisfy my hunger for cinematography, editing, and color. The trailer kind of sums up, you know, what we've been doing. I probably wouldn't be here. I know I wouldn't be here right now doing this radio show. And if it weren't for her ambition and just, you know, pushing the envelope to make something even better, I don't think in this project we'd be here. Just the collective of teamwork and family atmosphere that we've created has, you know, driven us to where we want to go. So,
well,
it's all very awesome.
You are all a very interesting bunch of people. I mean, I don't know you all individually, but bringing this whole sort of thing together, as chaotic as it is on the surface, really encourages me about the whole notion of collective creativity, and helping one another. And I'm big on that. So I thank you. I wish you great success for this thing. And some of you will probably come back. If there are more of you, God help us.
Hopefully there will be a follow-up.
As long as we don't meet after midnight.
I'm certainly hoping.
As long as we aren't
killed off. I'm hoping this is the A-team from Conrad. But you are all welcome to come back. Maybe I'll write about this, too. It's a very interesting thing. Go to, ladies and gentlemen, ConradSeries.com. Sometimes when you put in Conrad and Google Conrad and TV series, you get William Conrad, who played that big fat detective. What was his name? Remember him? William Conrad.
I want to note one thing that, you know, I think real quick and short, everyone has made this production the best thing, and there is not one single person that is the reason for this success. It is all of you.
No, it's a creative,
absolutely.
It's a creative
but
collaboration.
I want to make sure that is something that everyone understands. I mean, everybody comes with a wealth of knowledge, and everybody's so different and collaborative.
Yeah,
it's incredible
that's
has been able to be.
That's what's going to make it work. We got a break.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be right back after a commercial, and then I'll sign off. I'm just saying goodbye to the many, many, many cast members of Conrad. It's 2 minutes after 11. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Sorry, Carl Amari, for cutting in, but you know these people, so maybe it's okay.